Let's talk about another new tequila to me, and let's talk about an añejo, because I don't do that very often. How about El Ateo Añejo Ultra Premium Tequila? This one's coming out of NOM 1635, and that is not a well-known NOM, because this is the only tequila they're making there. The bottles are really cool. Is got great distribution. Sean Miller with Package Group picked this up and has brought this to Total Wine. Oh, instantly available. New tequila. It has a cool topper on it as well. And I don't know a whole lot about this brand because it is new. I do know that they're using Highland agaves. This is actually in the Highlands in the Arandas area. It's really close to some of the other distilleries that we visited, like La Ateña. But we weren't able to visit this distillery when we were there. I'll pick it up next time, guaranteed. So this tequila is Tohono Crushed, Stone Ovens. It's open fermentation. It's fermentation without fibers, 100% stainless steel tanks, and they're using a stainless steel stills to make it. This is 40 ABV or 80 proof. This has been aged in American white oak, used bourbon barrels, and other used barrels. And you can see it's not super dark. It doesn't have that crazy darkness that some of the añejos have. It's definitely an additive-free tequila. So there's nothing in there, just agave, yeast, and water. And I'm really excited about giving this a try. They do have a reposado, an añejo, and they also bring a still strength, which all of them are very good tequilas. I'll do some reviews on the others later, and hopefully I can put together a brand interview with these guys. I love on the top that it says, "In Tequila We Trust, 1953. So I'll work on getting some more information during the brand video to kind of tell you all about it. But let's knock out this quick review here of this El Ateo Añejo. On the nose, I get just some light barrel notes, some vanilla, some cooked agave, some crisp citrus, and a little bit of rain. Just that smell of rain in the summertime on some rocks. Or on some concrete. What a great aroma. On the flavor, I get some dry fruit, almost a little bit of raisin, some caramel vanilla, cooked agave. What's that going to turn into? This one keeps changing. I get some lime, some brininess, a little bit of that earthiness, that rain that I talked about. And there it is, the good tingle in the back, that nice finish that gets you salivating, and you get these flavors in the back of your throat. I get vanilla, some cinnamon, and a little bit of spearmint even in that finish. This is a fun one. This is a power-packed flavor profile. You get all the agave, you get the barrel, and then you get all these fun little nuanced flavors that continue to pop out. It definitely is a Highlands agave. You get the floral, the fruit, the minerals, the pedricor, and a little bit of barrel. And really, the barrel influence is very light, very subdued, oaky, caramel flavoring. You can get that, but it's not overpowering. You really have the agave in the forefront. So this is one, you know, as an añejo that you can pick up for $60, really all over the place. They did a great job getting into Total Wine because it gets them so many states, so many areas, so many places. It makes the tequila extremely accessible. So as an Indiana guy, I'm really thankful for that. Great job, Sean Miller, getting this out to lots of places. But check this one out, El Ateo. All the info about the brand will be right here. And you can check out some of my other reviews here as well. Don't forget to like, share, follow, subscribe, all those wonderful things. Thanks for tuning in. Enjoy some El Ateo tequila. Have a great night.